What are your plans for Halloween this year? Do you have any plans? Is Halloween an important holiday for you, or have you ever heard of this holiday at all? It's sure popular in the US, but it didn't originate there. It actually originated as the day before another holiday. Halloween is coming in a few days, and I thought this would be a good chance to talk about the word Halloween. I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. You may have heard of the word Halloween, but you may not have given much thought to it. Actually, it's not only a fun holiday, it's a pretty interesting word. You know, it used to be that Halloween was not a holiday at all. In fact, it was the day before a holiday. The holiday was All Souls' Day on November 1st. This is the day that all the dead spirits would come back home to their families. It was nice to have the families back together, I suppose, but it came at a price. You see, on the night before, all of the evil spirits would come and try to spirit away the people who were still alive. To be spirited away meant you, as a human, would have to live with the spirits, and this was not a good thing. So the humans would protect themselves with tricks like salt at the door, which would ward off or scare away the evil spirits. All of this would happen on the scary day, All Hallows' Eve. This was the evening before All Hallows' Day. All Hallows' Day was just another name for All Souls' Day. Just like Christmas Eve was the night before Christmas, and New Year's Eve is the night before New Year's. Well, it isn't hard to imagine All Hallows' Eve becoming Halloween. Just say it a few times fast, and you can see where we got the word Halloween. All Hallows' Eve, All Hallows' Eve, Halloween, Halloween. This kind of speech reduction is very common in English. Think about, what you doing? Or, we're gonna go camping this weekend. Words change all the time in all languages, but sometimes this change creates new words or even new holidays. Remember, to check out our new course available on VentureEnglish.com. You can also go there and become a member for free to hear about new courses or get regular English tips. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter or Instagram too for regular tips, idioms, or explanations about English. Come sign up today or visit our Facebook page. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions you would like me to answer on 3-Minute English, just leave a comment or email me. Go to VentureEnglish.com and click on the podcast page. That's VentureEnglish.com. I'm Paul Preston. Thanks for listening to 3-Minute English.